Financial Standard Friday. We have about, an hour or so before the official time to start thinking about lunch is, but we're going to be talking about lunch in this hour of Central Standard Friday. The first reference to the word lunch, an abbreviation of the more formal luncheon. I wish people would go back to using that word. We're having luncheon today.
Only ladies yes. have luncheons.
Well, we're more on that, too, yes. It's a variation of the word Lunchentag, according to our former beauty queen producer, Andrea Salonzi. It dates back to the 16th century. The afternoon meal is one we take for granted. In more recent years, we sometimes relegate it to little more than a fast food hamburger eaten in the car as we drive from one appointment to another. And now that women are a very vital part of the American workforce, the once celebrated ladies' luncheon, a relic of the days when women were not permitted to dine in a restaurant without a male escort, seem very antique. On today's Central Standard Friday, we'll discuss the concept of lunch, past and present, from the three martini lunches of Mad Men to the return of the lunchbox. After all, it's always cheaper to pack your own lunch than to buy one. Or is it? We'll discuss these ideas and more and take your calls about lunch ideas on the second half of Central Standard Friday. But right now, my name is Charles Ferruza. Actually, it's been that for many years. And I'm with The Pitch, and The Pitch's food blog, Fat City, at pitch.com. And I'm joined by our panel of culinary connoisseurs, which includes today a special guest, David LaCrone of the popular food blog, Kansas City Lunch Spots. David, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Now, do you listen to the show, David?
Of course I listen to the show, okay. Yes, whenever I'm able.
Very good. And David, being our lunch expert, is sort of going to guide us through the second half of Central Standard Friday. But right now, I want to introduce our regular panelists, and I haven't seen you in...
so long!
I know it. I know it. But you look great.
Thank you. Thank you. Summer's here.
And that's Christine Basica from Ingram's Magazine. You've got something big coming up.
Ingram's has a concierge issue that is coming out in a week, I think. And it lists all, not only my favorite 10 or 30 places to eat. I had a bit of a problem with my dream assignment, right? Name your 10 favorite restaurants. Holy moly, that was hard. But it also has places to go, things to do, museums, some free things in Kansas City. I've spent a lot of time in the last couple of weeks thinking and talking about Kansas City.
It's been very fun. And on the other side of the panel, the soon-to-be-married Emily Ferris, will you be changing your name when you marry?
I will not be changing my name. So right now and after
forever.
November, I will be Emily Ferris.
Great.
From feedmekc.com and the Feed Me KC podcast. And Charles, you said it was too early to start thinking about lunch. I usually start thinking about lunch around 9:30 every morning.
Do you really? Okay.
Well, I'm always thinking about food. And so I, as soon as breakfast is over, I start thinking about lunch.
You better watch out. You're going to be as fat as I am. And we will be taking your phone calls if you have new restaurants you would like to talk about in the first half of the show at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email at centralstandard@kcor.org. centralstandard@kcor.org, because we're always happy to take your emails.
And well, tweets. We want people to tweet at us.
We do want people to tweet. And
at KCURCST?
You are the best.
I'm on Twitter a lot more than you are. I'm on Twitter a lot.
Everyone
period,
in the United States is on Twitter a lot more than I am. Although I'm sort of making my sort of foray. I do tweet something every morning, including this show.
Are you the voice behind the Fat City Twitter account?
One of them. Yeah. Yes. Maybe the most obnoxious one, yes.
I can always tell when it's Charles tweeting from Fat City.
How can you tell?
There's a certain je ne sais quoi to the
I would say
language.
That would be true. Well, since David is our special guest today, David, what do you have as a new restaurant you've been to?
I recently went to Marv's Delicatessen.
That's in Leawood, correct?
That is in Leawood's Park Place development.
Am I wrong, or is that a chain or a wannabe chain?
It is not a chain as far as I understand. Okay. It is a locally owned Jewish-style deli, which is something that Kansas City has been desperately needing.
I know. Can you believe we don't have one?
Yeah.
And haven't for years and years and,
years. And I think Leawood, with all of its advantages and disadvantages, is probably the right place for it. And so I paid it a visit.
Now, it's in Park Place, right?
It's in Park Place.
Where in Park Place?
It's kind of, it's on the main drag, which is, I think, Ash Street, right across from Mestizo.
Okay.
And next to some aquarium store, which I didn't know was there. But
is it replacing another restaurant that went out?
Yes.
I don't want to say something went out of business if it didn't, but was it Raw Sushi or is that still there?
No, Raw Sushi's still there.
Okay. It's still there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the aquarium store.
it probably is, actually.
tell me what you had at Marv's Deli because the potential sounds great.
Yeah, the potential was great. And I decided to go for a corned beef sandwich because that was what I was in the mood for, but also because it's kind of one of those classic...
it's sort of the bellwether dish.
It is.
Or one of them.
And I didn't grow up with Jewish delis, and I haven't been to a lot of them. I get excited whenever I see them, so I don't venture too deep into menus that include things like chopped liver and gefilte fish.
Oh, my gosh.
Although I will eat pretty much anything. So the corned beef sandwich was very good, I'm happy to report.
How tall was it?
It was not a monster corned beef sandwich. It was not...
Was it an inch?
Easily, yeah.
But not like three inches.
But not one of those, you know...
Not like Cantor's Deli.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I like a good bread-to-meat ratio.
Yeah. And speaking of which, I found the bread a little bit dry, although it was classic rye bread and not marble rye, which I feel like it's slowly taking over the world. And I don't want that to happen. So I appreciate a good classic rye. But the bread did kind of fall apart a little bit as I was eating the sandwich. But, you know, that's not something I'm going to complain about too much. My really only beef with Marv's is that it doesn't have that classic deli atmosphere. It has a Leawood bar and grill kind of atmosphere.
Which would make sense. It's in Leawood.
It is in Leawood, and it is in that development that's, you know, kind of like a little Disney World, you know, type fake urban environment. And that's, yeah, it's a very pleasant space with exposed ceilings and lots of brick and tasteful decorations.
Was it expensive?
It was about $10 for that sandwich.
Yeah. Did it come with a pickle?
I had to ask for pickles. It was the first day, so I hope in the future that you just get pickles.
Now, do you actually walk up to the counter or do you sit down and order?
It is table service.
Oh, nice. Mm.
So
Charles will like that.
I will very much.
Though at
like
a delicatessen,
that.
I like to walk up to a counter and order.
I do too, and I also like the focal point of a deli to be a big deli case with lots of exciting things
just
in it.
Point at something and say, "I want that."
They had a small deli case with some prepared salads and things in it, but it's not where you order, so you don't stand in front of it and look at the things and point, and that's part of the whole deli experience for me. Instead, if you want to get something to go, you can order at what is basically a bar. Something that I found to be a little awkward, again, probably because it was the first day and people weren't really used to the flow of it.
Okay. So do they have a full bar? Is it a – it's a –
They had beer on tap. They had five different beers on tap.
Vodka, bourbon, gin.
I'm almost sure they don't have a full bar, but maybe someone will correct me if I'm wrong about that.
Because Christine Basica would like to know that.
I was just thinking that, you know, okay, at least they have beer.
Well,
which means they probably also have
wine. I think, three Boulevard taps. They have Tank 7. And
if you have been to Marv's and you wanted to enlighten us at least about the alcohol, the telephone number here is 816-235-2888. And Christine, if they've got a bar...
I'm there, baby.
I know it.
Sad to say, although not necessarily for lunch.
I was thinking of you the other day because I'm writing a piece about the new Frida's. The first restaurant I know of that has actually moved north to its new location.
At 122nd and Metcalf.
Yes, but at least it's not 140-something.
Yeah, right.
But I went there with a friend of mine, and she had a jalapeno martini.
Oh.
She said it was delicious.
Mm, their margaritas are really nice also.
I second that.
Yeah, good.
Maybe it was a jalapeno margarita, come to think of it. You know, when you don't drink anymore, you don't really ask that many questions.
I'll go and confirm. I'll order everything jalapeno they have on the menu and get back to you.
Well, so where have you been, Christine?
Well, the newest place I think I've been, and I may be a little behind the others of you, but I went to El Salvadoreño, which is on Santa Fe in old Overland Park, in the strip there, and had a wonderful lunch. I managed to order the everything plate. And if I had the menu, I would tell you right now what was on that everything plate. But
everything, I assume.
Everything, five different dishes, and they were all interesting. A couple were really delicious. The service was lovely. The people are lovely.
It's sort of a limited menu. There's not a whole lot on it.
No, but there's
there's variations.
It's gotten bigger since they opened.
Oh, have they? Oh,
yeah.
They added
a few entrees. They had a full dinner menu as well.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Linda got got eggs for lunch that had a crema on them that was, I mean, just delicious. And of course, my friends know they have to share. And so consequently, I ate part of that, and it was delicious. So this is it's still a very small place. There's maybe eight tables in there. It is not a fast food place at all. They make it after you order it.
Are they still serving breakfast?
They are open at, they open early on Saturdays at 8, I believe,
okay,
for the market folks. And the rest of the time, they open at 9, I believe, for breakfast.
So they are still serving breakfast.
Yeah.
Right?
But they serve that breakfast platter all day.
All day.
And it's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, very
good. It's a great place.
Another place I went was to a fair at 1909 Main. And, you know, Charles, you had said this is not a German restaurant. And I said, okay, fine, it's not a German restaurant. And it's not a German restaurant, which is all to the good.
Let's just say it's a German restaurant in the sense that if you went to a cosmopolitan restaurant in Berlin,
yes,
maybe German.
Perhaps. I agree. This was very sophisticated food, I thought, and very delicious and very beautiful. And we had a little bit of almost, well, not everything, but we had a really, really excellent, excellent dinner, and I would really, I really want to see this place go. It's very cool inside. I mean, not... But
that too.
Yeah. But it's a very just a neat place.
We should
inside.
Talk about that. Is at 1911 Main Street in the former Bar Natasha space, and they've done a very creative use of that space.
It's very beautiful
because the place is as big as a roller rink.
Yeah.
I want to remind you, you are listening to KCOR. This is the Central Standard Show. You could join the conversation with us by calling 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or send an email to centralstandard@kcor.org. And before we venture too far away to Emily, I want to take this call because it's Judith in Overland Park, and you want to tell us something about Marv's Deli?
Yes. Hi, Charles. I'm Schiffer's sister.
Remember? This is my favorite, Judith. Judith Epstein?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes. We just left Marv's. And they do have beer and wine.
Okay.
They have a lot of wine bottles. But I just, you know, Kansas City is so hard on delis. I mean, it's just tough. And I just think they're not actually ready yet. I mean, they're really not ready.
So you're suggesting that patrons who want to go to Marv's Deli, maybe give them cut them a break or give them a few weeks?
Yes, give him a break. The server was delightful. He was a nice young kid, and the owner came over, and we wanted our eggs cooked with the onions in, you know, cooked, and they didn't come that way, and he apologized, and he said, I'll take care of it. And, you know, he was really nice. He really wants to know what he can do, and I think he was a little frazzled because there'd been some mistakes the first 2 days, and he really wants it to be successful. So I would tell everybody just to give him a little break and relax.
Very good. Judith, I think the last time I ate in a deli in Kansas City was with your sister, the late, beautiful Schifferstein. And I think, I can't remember, it was a chain deli out of Florida.
Two J's,
yeah, and it didn't last.
I know, that's what I'm telling you, that Kansas Cityans are really tough. And the people I know aren't forgiving. You know, they'll eat at a restaurant. God forbid there's one thing wrong, that's it. They won't go back.
So. Oh, I know. Believe me, as a former waiter, I know. And you know, Leawood's a tough room to work.
The first time I met you was at Mama Stefidi's.
I know it. I was the skinny waiter there. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
You were always beautiful.
Well, thank you, Judith. And thanks for that update on Marv's Deli.
Have a
great day.
That is a good point in terms of new restaurants opening. You really do have to either not go early or give them another chance.
Well, you know, in Kansas City, people like to be the first one. You know, have you been to such and such a place? They like to be, and then they like
That's why I went.
I know. And then immediately after, have you been to such and such a place? Let me tell you what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've been guilty of that myself, I must say. Let's go to Emily Ferris.
Well, that is a perfect transition because I live in Midtown and I have tattoos, so it should come as no surprise that I was one of the first people to walk through the door of Port Fonda for its soft opening. Port Fonda is at 4141 Pennsylvania in Westport.
And it's most famous because the owner, the chef is Patrick Ryan. Had that very celebrated food truck, which I guess is not happening now?
Currently, right this minute, it is not in operation, but I heard that he will be opening it up again soon.
Not in that location, I'm assuming.
No, so near his current restaurant. So last summer, he was mostly parked in the parking lot of the Rieger at 20th and Main. I think he will be parking nearby. That's just something I heard from someone else, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
But the restaurant is open. They're still technically doing a soft opening. So they were going to open this last Tuesday and then ended up opening last Friday for just a few half-price appetizers and drinks. And like I said, I was literally like the third person through the door.
And is it actually open in reality serving the whole menu yet?
Not yet. So they were supposed to open, I think, this last Tuesday on the 26th with a full menu, but they are still doing a soft opening for a while. But they have a pretty extensive appetizer menu, which includes my favorite thing that Patrick Ryan makes, and probably one of my five favorite dishes in Kansas City, the chilaquiles. And there's a, let's see here, queso fundido, which is like a chorizo and cheese, and it's served with tortillas. So there's some really filling appetizers on the menu. I went last Friday, and then I went again on Thursday night and ordered pretty much everything on the appetizer menu and was very, very, very full by the time I left.
Well, maybe somebody from Port Fonda could call us at 816-235-2888 and tell us when they'll actually be serving the whole menu. Because
isn't it just reservations right now?
Yeah, you can make he's sort of posting on Facebook when he's opening and if there are reservations available. So if you want to go to Port Fonda right now, follow them on Facebook. But I talked to the waitress and she said that they are going to be serving soon. I hope very soon, but I didn't have an exact date. Tacos and tortas and all just a full menu of like a Nuevo Mexican menu.
Very good.
I think after the holiday, that's when they plan to really do the consistent hours where they're open all the time.
Yeah.
I think right now it's best to just check in on Facebook.
But for a soft opening, it's quite successful, as I expected.
Very good. Where do people park?
There is actually a parking lot behind Port Fonda. I was very worried because I go to Thai Place a lot across the street, and there's never any place to park. But it has a designated parking lot right behind it, so between Broadway and Pennsylvania, right behind Port Fonda, which is, again, at 4141 Pennsylvania.
Very good. Let's see here. We have an email from one of my favorite chefs in Kansas City, Pete Peterman, writing to say that his new restaurant, which is on 911 39th Street, but someone may need to correct me on this. His new restaurant is called Peaches. That's Peaches with an N in it, because that's what his mother used to call Peaches. Peaches on 39th Street is now open for dinner Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. I bet that'll be busy this weekend. Let's take this call. This is Brian in Kansas City, who's been waiting ever so patiently. And Brian, where are you calling from?
Kansas City.
Very good. And what do you want to talk about?
You know, a place that I went to eat, well, I ate there about a dozen times just because I had a family member there, was St. Luke's Hospital.
Really?
Believe it or not, we expected to go down there and you know, get some lousy hospital food. But they've got a food court that you'd see, like, in a mall in Union Station in Chicago.
Huh. And is it as expensive as the food court in the mall at
Chicago? No, not at all. I mean, they were cooking, and they were cooking everything right out there in front. They had woks going, cooking Bo Ling's food. They had some Mexican restaurant, Las Teles, or from in town somewhere. They had a Minsky's Pizza Station, a deli and salad bar to die for that my wife was at every time. They had a seafood station.
So what you're saying is, you know, you don't have to be visiting a patient to eat there. You can just go and get a meal.
I guess so. I'll probably go back because the price was so reasonable.
That's great. You know, we may have to do a whole show just on hospital food.
Yeah, I'm Children's you, Mercy you know? Is famous for having really good food.
So is Shawnee Mission Medical.
Yeah. Hereford House Restaurant had a little station there. I guess they've gotten, you know, together with local restaurants, and, you know, it just blew my mind. Like I said, we were going down there to expect some pre-made hospital food, and, you know, we walked into this thing, and people, you know, flocks are fired up. And
that's
you know,
great. Hey, Brian, thank you for it. Was, we will follow your lead, and let's do a hospital food show one day.
Maybe food courts in general.
Maybe unusual places you wouldn't think of to get a good meal.
That's true. That's because, yeah, because, yeah. I've been in enough hospitals. let's go to Dave in KCK.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm calling to say thanks for the coverage in the past couple months on Cafe Gratitude. I know there was some controversy over the atmosphere of affirmation, and I'm really hoping that Charles has taken the time to stop by there.
I reviewed it last week.
Excellent. I missed that.
Well, you can go right online to pitch.com and find it. Right
now. They work with me. I'm with the Kansas City Food Circle, and we try to help them source a lot more local foods, local organic. And speaking of which, the owner of the Affair restaurant, the German place you were just talking about, called me just yesterday to try to source more local organic and free-range foods through our list of growers.
I know that is one of that restaurant's missions, and Chef Martin User told me that. So
yeah, we're going to feature them on our new dining card in January. So look for that. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Great show.
And by the way, we on the second half of the show, which is coming right up, we are going to be talking about places to go for lunch. And John writes in with his favorite lunch: a Quick Trip hot dog, 32-ounce Dr. Pepper, 405 calories. Who knew?
I wish that sounded better for 405 calories.
I know. I think I'd rather go someplace and have the chocolate souffle.
Or skip the Dr. Pepper, have a Diet Coke, and add a bag of Cheetos.
There you go. Perfect.
Yes. Brent writes in, I remember as a kid begging my parents to take me to Don's World of Beef, which was in Blue Ridge Mall. I think the point is, you know, you just don't find restaurants called Don's World of Beef anymore.
No.
Nope.
No, for good reason probably, but still.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Well, we are taking your phone calls. We're going to talk about lunch in the second half. We're going to take a break. 816-235-2888. We'll be right back. And we are back with Central Standard Friday. I'm Charles Ferruzza here with Emily Ferris, David LaCrone, our special guest today, and Miss Crispisica. And we're talking this half hour about lunch. Where is your favorite place to go to lunch? Today on the Fat City blog at The Pitch, I wrote my own heartrending story of when I was a little boy and my mother, who, you know, was clueless even then, would pack my little lunchbox. And I would say maybe 30% of the time I'd open my little lunchbox and there would be nothing in it. She would just forget. And once I opened it up, there were two pieces of bread, and in the middle of the two pieces of bread was a dollar bill. And she thought that would, you know, just I would naturally be inclined to buy some other kid's lunch. Yes, no wonder I am the way I am today. Thank you, Jean Ann. But anyway, we were talking about lunch. Does anyone still take? Do you ever take your lunch to work, Emily?
I do. I take leftovers a lot. At my office, we have a refrigerator and a microwave, so I take leftovers with me quite often. But I also really like to eat out. So.
I know that's right.
I would go broke if I didn't bring my lunch at least occasionally.
Yeah it's really easy to spend $20 on lunch or more.
Shockingly easy.
Yeah.
Easy,
okay.
Easy. Especially when your office is in Leawood.
That's true. Correct. That's very true.
And tomatoes are in season now, so that makes for a really good lunch.
Yes. Yeah. I've been taking my own little baggie of tomatoes from my garden.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we're going to take your phone calls at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email as Barbara in Holton, I'm assuming that's Holton, Kansas, wrote to Central Standard at kcr.org. I really enjoy a good pork tenderloin sandwich. I might throw in that I do. I like them too, but you know, I don't want to give away the fat grams for that. But the best pork sandwich she's had, a little restaurant in Mayetta, Kansas, The Whistle Stop. And have you been to Mayetta?
No,
Chris?
I don't even.
I'm not sure where Mayetta is.
Never heard of Mayetta.
The Whistle Stop in Mayetta. We're all going to have to take a field trip there. It actually tastes like pork. Well, that'd be nice.
There you go.
Another good one is at the Streetcar Named Desire at Crown Center. I've had that pork tenderloin. Uh-huh. It is good. Where would you go for a pork tenderloin?
The Rieger. Their pork tenderloin is amazing. It's on a brioche bun, bib lettuce, pickled radishes, and a homemade aioli. It's so good.
It is good.
And I'm trying not to eat bread right now, but when I go there, I cannot resist getting the pork tenderloin sandwich. It is mind-blowingly good.
And I know you've written about pork tenderloins, David.
Well, you have to mention Kitty's when you talk about pork tenderloins. It's not the classic sandwich. It's more of a tempura-style batter.
And this is on 31st Street.
This is on 31st Street.
Around Cherry-ish?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, basically. Just east of Gillum.
But we will be posting the exact addresses if we don't actually give them to you right now. We'll be posting them at kcor.org. You can find them as soon as the show's over, I believe. Let's go to Lisa in Overland Park. Lisa?
Hello.
Hi, Lisa. Where do you like to go to lunch?
So my new favorite restaurant is a hot dog joint, and it's called the New York Dog Pound.
Is this on Shawnee Mission Parkway?
Yep.
Yeah, right on Shawnee Mission Parkway. Yeah. And just the greatest hot dogs. They put toppings on them in all different themes, dog themes. So there's poodle dogs and chihuahua dogs and all kinds of stuff. And they're delicious hot dogs. They're Nathan's hot dogs. So they're beef hot dogs and great size. And the owners are a hoot and a half. So, you know, it's a whole mix there of who comes to lunch. You know, you see everyone, every walk of life, everyone. It's affordable and it's just great food.
That's great. Okay. And that's a New York Dog Pound on Shawnee Mission Parkway. Quite a ways west, I think.
It's just west of Metcalf.
That's right.
Just west of Metcalf, yeah.
One thing I love about that place is that it's very efficient at the lunch hour. They usually have a big line, and they'll get you right through. They'll have your food waiting for you at the counter when you pay. So that's really important at lunch.
Very good. We're on the lunch theme, and let's go to Jesse in Midtown. Jesse?
Hey, how you doing?
Very good, Jesse. What do you want to tell us?
Oh, I was just going to mention I love Aixois. That's probably my favorite spot to grab lunch. It's quick, it's cheap, and I don't know if you guys had known or not. I hadn't heard you talk about it, but there's a new Aixois
downtown. Right,
that's opening downtown.
10th and Walnut.
Tonight is their soft opening, or so I hear.
All right.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming they'll be serving lunch there too, right?
Oh, they actually serve breakfast. They open at 7 in the morning. They do breakfast, lunch, and they'll be doing dinner.
Hey, that's great. Okay. Let's all head over there for lunch after the show. We are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. And let's go to, is it Callie in KC?
Yeah, it's Callie.
All right. What do you want to tell us, Callie?
Mine's also kind of like a breakfast lunch place, but it's one of my new favorite places to go. It's in Shawnee. It's called La Peep. I sleep in late, so I like to do a lot of breakfast stuff. And they do a lot of seafood, like, for breakfast and lunch. And I really like that. I think it's really decadent.
All right. Well, you know, La Peep has a huge fan following.
Right. They do.
And sort of like First Watch does. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, my beloved International House of Pancakes. let's go to Andrew and Lawrence. Andrew? Andrew? I think Andrew gave up on waiting.
He went to get lunch.
You're right. It's getting closer. 816-235-2888. And let's go to Gene in Fairway.
Hi, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to inform you of a new restaurant just now opening. In fact, their first opening was Wednesday. I went there with my group, the Urban Core Group, and boy, the food's fabulous. It's called Clark's American Caribbean Restaurant. It's soul food with a Caribbean twist. They have, like, fish with Caribbean spices and, a delicious chicken as good as my mama used to make, and all of their sides, like the yams with honey and marshmallows, that kind of a thing, and a couple other exotic things that I can't even remember now, but everything on the menu was delicious. The decor is fabulous. It's a wonderful family-oriented theme, and I hope they do well. Thank you all for taking my call.
Wait,
Gene.
Where is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's on 37th and Broadway, right by Cooper's, the Valentine Shopping center there. I'm not sure what was there before, but they just got the place rolling. And as you were saying earlier, they're not quite ready yet, but for the food, you should really check it out. And once they get rolling, I don't think there's food like that anywhere close, you know, other than Westport.
Great. Clark's, cool. Clark's
American Caribbean Restaurant.
I noticed that.
37th and Broadway.
Is that where C. Weathers was?
It could be. Yeah. It could be. Very good. Okay. Oh, you know what? I think that's, if I'm correct, I think that's the old Chubby Space on Broadway, which was last a Pakistani restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Cafe Tandoor, yeah. I think maybe the name of it was. But we'll get somebody to call in at 816-235-2888 and give us the exact address of that Clark's American Caribbean restaurant. Let's go to Bob talking about Harrisonville.
Well, I work in Lee's Summit, and whenever my low cholesterol light starts blinking, I like to do lunch at Johnny Ray's Drive-In, right off of 50. Yeah, the old-fashioned Susie Q's bacon cheeseburger. I mean, it'll put your cholesterol right through the roof. It's got it good.
No, wait, where is it?
Johnny Ray's Drive-In. It's just off. It's on the frontage road off of US 50 at 3rd Street. It's been there, like, since 1955.
Is this in Harrisonville?
No, this is in Lee's Summit.
Lee's Summit. Okay, forgive me.
And it's just good American food, kind of like Winstead's on a large scale.
Great. Okay. Well, that's... I'm ready to drive to Lee's Summit just for some Susie Q fries. Exactly what my diet is calling for. And let's go to Susan in Overland Park.
Hi. Good afternoon. Well, I guess it's still morning.
Yeah, officially.
I wanted to tell you a little bit about the Bread Cafe. It is located in Westport. And it serves Mediterranean food, and the name of the restaurant doesn't fully give you a feel for the depth of their menu. They serve tabbouleh and shawarma, and the best hummus I've had this side of the Brooklyn Bridge. It's just a great little place. It started
A lot of people think that place. I've eaten there too, and I agree with you. But a lot of the people think it's an Indian restaurant because they've got the word tandoor in the title. Because they use a tandoor oven to bake that bread, the delicious bread, I might add. So, but yes, it's in the shopping strip where Chili's used to be.
Yes.
And it's right near New Peking.
One of my favorite hidden gems of Chinese restaurants.
So, and so I think it's called, the actual restaurant is called Tandoor Bread of the Universe or something like that.
Is that in where Ike's Deli was?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I hope it stays because that place has been...
I know, many things.
Yeah.
The food is delicious. And Susan, we appreciate your call because that is a great place. Let's go to Jeff.
Good morning. I wanted to talk about Anthony's.
The legendary Anthony's on Grand?
It's at 701 Grand. I went there for lunch. I had the most amazingly delicious ravioli with a wonderful salad and nice hot bread that was served almost immediately. The service was just superb. And there was really great music in the background, and it was less than $10. So I just can't say enough good things about Anthony's.
I would agree with you. And if you want to know what an Italian restaurant was like in the 1960s,
yes,
that's it.
And I love it. For that very reason, yeah. I love it.
And Frank sings.
Frank sings and Dean sings, and they serve good Roma bread.
The owner sings sometimes.
I know.
It's so sweet.
Roma bread with real butter. Uh-huh. I mean, you can't beat that. Uh-huh. Let's go to Bill in Overland Park.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I have to vote for Danny Edwards Boulevard Barbecue because every time Food Network is in town, you know, they seem to make the mistake of skipping around trying to cover all barbecues, going immediately to the best known of them all, you know. Danny Edwards and his family, or actually his parents, had the old Southern Pit down on Baltimore. And then they went to Jake Edwards, and then they went to Danny Edwards, and then Danny Edwards moved. And their brisket is the best I've ever had in any barbecue, and I've been going since the 50s.
Isn't this restaurant sort of catty corner from where Boulevard Brewery is?
It's right next to right next door to Ponax.
Okay.
And it's got a pink pig out in front.
Well, you can't miss that.
So And they're open from I think 11 to 3 every day, including Saturday except Sunday.
Do they do a lunch special with the brisket and on a sandwich or anything?
I've eaten there for lunch. They do different lunch specials every day. They might have chicken one day. And
super nice people there, too.
That's really one thing.
Service. Yes, and I think the Food Network, Emeril's been there. Bobby Flay's been there. Meat and Potatoes have been there. Everybody from Food Network has been there. But they also, you know, when talking about Kansas City, they automatically go to the others.
I know. Well, you know, we always run to the name brands. You
know? One thing about lunch, I appreciate a good lunch special, and I love. I'm drawn to a restaurant for lunch that offers a great lunch special.
Well, they do. I've eaten the lunch specials several times. Let's go to Emmett in Mission.
Yes, I think that Hy-Vee actually gets overlooked. I am a young college student, or not really college. I'm going into the Army, and I had to find a way to. You know, buy lunch, and I think that Hy-Vee pizza actually is rather good and cheap, and I actually lost around 20 pounds just putting that in my diet. They also have salad bars, and they have the quality of food I think is rather actually good for it being a grocery store.
Huh.
I don't know that all of the Hy-Vees have a salad bar and a little, you know, a little cafe, but I know the one on State Line does, and I know the one
in Mission does.
And the one on 23rd Street in Independence does. And you know what? If you want to have a pretty hefty lunch and not pay a lot of money, Hy-Vee is your place.
It's extremely affordable.
Lose 20 pounds eating pizza for lunch every day.
You know what? I think there's a book there.
They also have a really very good breakfast.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do. So it's kind of
interesting. Emmett, thank you. That's a great suggestion.
Strange places. There we go.
Yeah, Hy-Vee.
Add it to the list.
There are some great salad bars, too. Costantino's and Hen House. I go to Hen House for their salad bar.
Whole Foods.
A lot for lunch. Whole Foods has a great cold and coffee
bar. Someone is sharing his secret here. Justin writes that he hesitates to introduce the whole world to the awesomeness of El Torito. It's at Chelsea and St. John in the historic Northeast, and he said they have an amazing traditional tacos, torta, carnitas, and all the expected side dishes. All right. Well, I'd say we El Torito.
I've heard very good things. I've not been. But I've definitely heard people sing the praises of El Torito.
I expect to see something about El Torito on the next.
How is he spelling Torito?
T-O-R-I-T-O. On the next Kansas City Lunchbox blog.
All right. I'll give it a shot.
Put it on your list. Let's go to Rachel. Rachel in Kansas City.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
We had a couple callers back. She was talking about hot dogs, and that made me remember there's a great place in the Independence Square. I'm not sure what actual street it's on, but it's called Up Dog. And they have a great, like, 50s kind of feel. They all wear paper hats and bow ties. And as soon as you walk in, they say, "Hey, what's up, dog?" And so they have all kinds of great top dogs.
That's an affirmation.
It's a really, really nice, friendly place. And plus, after you're done eating, you can walk around Independence Square and window shop and go see a movie. So it's just a nice little area, too.
You just can't beat a day in Independence.
You know, that is a nice day.
As someone who grew up in Independence, I will say the Independence Square is a very...
It's charming.
Charming place.
Yeah.
I will not comment on the rest.
My favorite little store, though, the one that the senior citizen store that used to be in the courthouse, it is no longer there, and I loved that place. It was the last place in Kansas City where you could buy crocheted toilet paper covers.
Oh, and don't you miss those?
I gave them as gifts consistently.
Scouring the metro far and wide.
And we would like you to call in, not necessarily about that, at 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888. We're taking your calls to talk about lunch. The KC Live Music blog writes, Jerusalem Cafe is one of our favorite lunch stops. Nothing like lentil soup, falafel, hummus, and grilled meats bathed in Middle East spices. Okay. 816-235-2888. Christine, where is the most sophisticated place to have lunch in Kansas City?
Oh, most sophisticated.
Now, the American serves lunch, once a month?
Yeah. No, yeah. They
On some, like,
first
during
Fridays.
A leap year?
Yeah.
Or,
no, they, but I like a number of places for that. I mean, I think Rieger is fabulous. I had lunch a couple of weeks ago at Story, which made me honestly think, and I had the...
We should say that that's in the
Prairie Village Shopping Center, and it was an $18 prefix thing, and it was delicious and beautiful. And I thought, this is how I would live if I could. You know,
would you be a ladies who lunch girl?
You know, I think
probably
the thing
that's
the that
sexist
no one
thing
mentions,
I've ever said to
probably. Maybe I can think. I can think of for me, ladies who lunch would also include a cocktail or two, and I think the trick about ladies who lunch is you don't have to do anything the rest of the day. You know, when you go
it's
home.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
Lunching is a lifestyle.
You know what? I aspire to that myself.
I think it sounds fabulous.
We've got here's an interesting call. Francine, are you calling from Lake Winnebago?
Well, I'm not at Lake Winnebago right now, but that is where I live.
All right. And what do you want to tell us about?
Oh, the Greenwood Tea Room.
Now, that's not in Lake Winnebago. That's in Greenwood, I assume.
It is in Greenwood, yes. And, Wednesday through Saturday. Everything on the menu is fabulous.
Okay,
that's high praise. Now, is it a traditional tea room? Is it in like an antique store?
Pardon me? Yes, it is. It's in the antique mall.
All right. And
it's right on 150.
And is it sort of a ladies who lunch kind of place?
It kind of is.
All right. I'm there. I'm assuming, what do they have ladylike dishes that they serve?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Not necessarily.
Tell me what your favorite thing.
I've gone with men also.
Oh, well, that's a good note. Okay. What is your favorite thing?
You won't feel out of place there.
I feel out of place everywhere. But what is your favorite thing on the menu?
What is my favorite thing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear, that's really tough. They have soups, and it could be 200 degrees outside, and I will always have the soup because it's always something spectacular. So you can't miss the soup. And then my favorite. Usually, I get the chicken salad sandwich.
You know what? That is my bellwether dish for any tea room. They have to have a good chicken salad.
Homemade.
And it's fabulous. And they have a really good panini, too. There's two of them. One's got meat in it, one's a portobello.
You know what? I thank you so much for that phone call because I am always looking for a good tea room.
That reminds me of the place in the Mission Antique Mall where I believe I went with you for the first time and you ordered a chicken salad sandwich.
Because you cannot go to a tea room without chicken salad sandwich. One of our listeners called in to tell us about the restaurant we had discussed earlier. Clark's American Caribbean Restaurant is in the former Chubby Space, Catty Corner from the Uptown Theater. At Valentine and Broadway. It's family owned and run, and they will open for real. I don't know what that means for right now, but
soft opening, yes.
They're opening for real in August. And thank you so much for that phone call because we did want to know that. Let's go to Nancy. Nancy,
are you calling
us from Independence?
Yes.
And
I live in Independence.
All right. And where is the Olympic Grill?
It's at Blue Ridge Cutoff and 40, just east. It's kind of catty-cornered across from the Dixons there.
Dixon's
and
chilling,
it's in a teeny-tiny little building that years ago was a dry-cleaner building.
Well, that makes me want to go there. Okay.
Well,
the Avenue's Bistro was, too. So, you know, that's a good omen. The Olympic Roll, you don't know the exact address, then?
I don't know the exact address.
Okay. What kind of food do they serve?
They have Greek food. I keep thinking I'll check out other things on the menu, but I've gotten stuck on the Greek panini with the Greek meat and the dill sauce, and somehow I just am so drawn to that I never try anything else.
We all develop our favorites, and it does sound good.
It does.
Is it open for lunch and dinner, or just breakfast and lunch, or what?
No, it's more lunch and dinner. Doesn't open till later in the day.
All right. Oh, I'm going to interrupt you and tell you, Nancy, that. Our wonderful producer, Beauty School Dropout, Andrea Salenzi, has written us to say the Olympic Grill is at 1414 West 9th Street in Kansas City, Missouri. All right.
There's that one, but there's also this one in Independence.
Oh, there just can't be too many Olympic Grills.
Well, absolutely not.
Yes. Okay. Well, we'll go to one of them. Okay. Let's go to, is it Sharon?
Yes.
Hi, Sharon. What do you want to tell us about?
Well, somebody mentioned Hy-Vee, so I thought I would mention the cheapest lunch in town at Costco.
You know, you could also make a lunch just going to all the samples.
Yes.
Yeah, I've done that many times.
I do
shamelessly.
That about once a month.
Yeah.
But you can get a Polish sausage or a hot dog, and these are the big, long ones.
Yes, they are.
Or a giant slice of pizza.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And not just the hot dog, you can get a drink with it. It all comes together, $1.50.
I know. You can't beat it. I know.
You
can hardly buy a newspaper for that anymore. So, yeah, that's a great suggestion. And that, there's Costco stores all over the metro. So, yeah, we'll be dining cheap at Costco. Let's go to Paul in Overland Park.
Yes.
Hi, Paul.
I was calling to, I guess, praise Avoluto's or Italian Delight in Mission.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
My dad and I have gone there for years, so.
And that's open for lunch and dinner.
Yep.
And, yeah.
And they do have wine and beer.
They do have wine and beer, yeah.
Yes. And
you say that with a Cheshire Cat smile.
Well, you know, I was so happy. Who wants to eat Italian food without a glass of wine?
You're right. Yeah.
You know, so.
All right.
Yeah, that's a very good place.
All right. That's an excellent choice. And Emily. Emily?
Hello.
Hi. What restaurant do you like to go to for lunch?
I like the Melee Cafe. It's at 6003 Northwest Ferry Road, and it's owned by a local family, and I really like their bubble tea. They have, they don't make it with powder like other places in all sorts of, you know, fancy flavors. They just brew tea, and I don't know what it is, milk and sugar and the tapioca, so it's probably the real stuff, I think.
All right. Well, thank you.
It is a great place.
It is.
It's worth.
No, what am I saying? It is. I love that place.
Yeah.
Yes.
Going. Yeah.
I was thrown off by the bubble tea, which is a beverage I will not order.
Well, you know, I don't like bubble tea, but maybe it's because I've only had the poor substitutes. So I'm thinking Melee Cafe.
I'm just
and
afraid I'll choke to death on the stuff.
It's definitely something you need to get used to.
It's an acquired taste that I've never
acquired.
It's
more of an acquired texture.
It's a texture thing. Yeah.
That's what a Corky. Corky.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
You've got a great place to tell us about.
How are you folks doing today?
Good. What is your favorite place to go for lunch?
Oh, well, I'm just a little plug for a joint that I rather like, Charles, called Cozy's Cafe on 75th Street.
Yes, it's that is also family-owned and operated.
Yes, and she used to work at the Town Topic.
That's
and
right.
And opened her own restaurant.
In
and that's
Mission.
A fabulous little place.
And she serves Golden Boy pies.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and that to me is another bellwether of any great lunch space. They have Golden Boy pies.
That's what I'm talking about. You Thanks a lot, folks. Everybody have a good day.
Okay. Let's go around the table and tell our listeners what our personal favorite lunch place is.
Don't start with me.
Okay. I'll start with David. Your blog is
normally, as a rule, I refuse to answer this question, but... I ate there yesterday, Vietnam Cafe in Columbus Park.
That was mine.
That was yours?
Yes. It's
okay,
the top of my list.
Okay, David, because you write the Casey Lunch Spots blog, come up with one more.
Genesee Royale Bistro. Mm.
Good choice.
In the West Bottoms.
Do you also like Happy Gillis?
I do.
Mine.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, come on here.
We should really talk about this stuff before
Ahead
we go
of time,
on there.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm done.
Let's just say Judy in Lawrence writes for lunch in Lawrence. Try Pashamama's, very expensive at night, very reasonable during the day, and you know that's also a good reason to go out for lunch because a lot of expensive restaurants have modestly priced lunch.
Right.
So I'm trying to think of an example. Pierpont's. No, yeah. Wait. Do they serve lunch?
Ooh.
You know, I am just blabbing away, and
there are many that do.
Yes. All right.
Let's go with that.
There are many that do.
There are many that do. Yes. The Rieger, for example.
Yeah.
Has a great,
other lunch is very reasonable.
Yeah.
All right. We've had a great, great. I can't think of where I would go to lunch if I was going to take all four of us to lunch. Where would I go?
Well,
speaking of Independence, Emily Ferris's birthplace. On 23rd Street, Mugs Up Drive-In.
Yep.
Oh, Mugs Up.
Homemade root beer, loose meat sandwiches.
So good.
The Whiz Burger.
Yeah. I might also go to Oklahoma Joe's. I really like their lunches.
If you have a couple hours.
Yeah, well, I don't like to wait.
Well,
lunch.
But sometimes you don't have to if you go either early enough or at 1 o'clock during the week. Weekends are just.
Or if you can wait until 3 o'clock.
There you go, which then becomes a lunner.
Which I can't. I want to go have lunch right now.
Well, you know, can I throw this out? I think barbecue is too heavy for lunch, for me anyway.
Oh.
I prefer a lighter lunch, although have I ever ordered a salad at lunch? No, but I think maybe I'm going to start. Let's see here. Teresa writes, don't forget, I don't know why we're talk about this, but don't forget the old delis, because we had talked about Marv's, the new deli, the New York deli on Troost, and she can't remember quite the name of this one, but I think she's talking about Pumpernick's.
Oh, yeah.
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 May, you know, a moment of silence for both of those. But we need more real delis, I think.
But, you know, yes, but I'm wondering why they have such a hard time then in Kansas City.
I've written many columns about that. And
did you come to a conclusion?
I came to the conclusion that deli food isn't for everybody, and it's also a heavy food.
Yes, you know? It is.
It's a heavy Eastern European-influenced cuisine, and, you know, I love pastrami sandwiches and corned beef sandwiches and all of that stuff, but, you know, it is fattening.
I've heard.
Yeah. I want to thank David LaCrone for joining us, Emily Ferris, Christine Basica. Our show is produced by Andrea Salenzi. Our announcer is Kim Noble. It has been a lunch delight today.
It has. Where are we going now?
Town Topic.
Okay.
Yes, I'm in. Yes.
I'm Charles Ferruzza. This is Central Standard Friday. Enjoy your day.